5 young people have just arrived home from an incredible expedition. I keep wanting to say exhibition, but it's an expedition, a trip to Antarctica. Young representatives from the 5 gateway Antarctic cities in New Zealand, South Africa, Chile, Argentina, and Australia were brought together to deepen their connection between the cities. Australia's representative is one of the youngest scientists, Chloe Power from Hobart. Chloe has a master's degree in marine and Antarctic sciences and is currently a research assistant at the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies. Chloe joins us on the line now to give us a little rundown on her trip. Chloe, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Antarctic Cities Youth Expedition and what it was all about?
Yeah. So basically it was part of an overall really big project, an Antarctic Cities project that has been in the making for quite a few years now, led by the Institute of Culture and Society at Western Sydney University and also the School of Humanities in the University of Tasmania. And basically what they wanted to do is, send 5 young people down and experience what it is like to live and work in Antarctica and take those firsthand experiences and knowledge and, just really learn as much as we can about Antarctica and bring that back to our home cities.
What was it like connecting with the people from across the globe and across all these cities?
It was absolutely incredible. I learned so much about their home cities, their culture. Despite language barriers, we all seem to have a common goal in learning more about Antarctica. Antarctica is a place of international collaboration. It's not really governed by a government. It's not a country. So it's the Antarctic Treaty, which is basically in charge of the protection of Antarctica. It was a real true testament of the Antarctic Treaty, of all these different people from all around the world working together. So, it was a really great collaborative experience.
I'm sure one of the most common questions you've got since returning from this trip is what it was like in Antarctica, because so few people have been. Could you tell us a little bit about what the trip was like and what it was that you saw and you did and how the whole experience was?
Yeah, for sure. I'd actually been to Antarctica before, 2 years ago. It was a lot further south where I went. So this particular time, as a lot of people know, it broke headlines 2 weeks ago of this warming temperature of 18 degrees Celsius and then 2 days later, 20 degrees Celsius. And I definitely experienced warming in Antarctica. There was a lot more rainfall, so a lot more humidity in the air, lots of melting of snow and ice that I experienced. But nevertheless, it was still very beautiful. And not only the landscapes were stunning, it was just the people that were there and the different international research stations. That was really incredible to visit, to witness all the science that was going on, which we actually took part in as well. We got to do some glaciology projects and we got to view some wildlife. It was very interesting to see how the changing climate that's happening all around the globe is actually still affecting places so isolated like Antarctica.
Absolutely. Was it heartbreaking to see the drastically different climate from when you were there last time?
Yeah, it was a bit heartbreaking, but it's also species will adapt as well. So it's nice to see some species that that can adapt to these changing climates. So I guess with the climate is always going to be changing, so we just have to learn more about it and how we can maybe help these species adapt. But I definitely do have hope, but I think people will protect what they love and, they will protect what they know. So I think if we can talk about Antarctica more, a lot more people will be inclined to help protect it.
Absolutely. Speaking of talking about Antarctica and keeping that discussion going, one of the aims of this expedition was to develop a youth Antarctic coalition. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So basically our Antarctic Youth Coalition vision is that we want cities to come together to embrace the values of Antarctica for not only the protection of Antarctica but for our shared futures as well. So we want to sort of devise like a youth engagement network in all the 5 gateway cities and create connections not only to Antarctica but to each other. So make Antarctica more relevant in our society, in our culture, in our curriculum, and really get people talking about it more. And and just making it more of a talking topic. And not only but this, we also want to encourage sustainable community practices in these cities. And our coalition really aspires to build from also the cultural heritage of our cities, and even integrating Indigenous stories and knowledge and principles of caring for nature and land. So we really want to be custodians of Antarctica.
Absolutely. That's an absolutely fantastic goal to have. It must have been kind of highlight after highlight, but do you have a particular activity or a particular aspect of the trip that you think is the highlight for you?
It's really hard.
There
were so many. I think probably on our last day, we were with a Russian glaciologist hiking up an ice dome, so essentially like a snow hill. And that was the first proper time we got to actually walk on ice, because a lot of this landscape was bare rock. And even though the sun was actually shining, so it did get quite warm, and we were actually doing a drilling process in the snow hill to actually see how much ice had melted. So this was not only like a aesthetically pleasing view, but also actually doing a first-hand experience with the science that's going on there. Was really incredible.
What would you hope your future holds in this field, and where would you like to see your career go from here when you think about marine and Antarctic studies and what you'd like to see yourself doing?
Well, don't get me wrong, I really love science and I love research, but I think with working with more of the humanities side, it's really opened up maybe more of a science communication career path. I really like bridging the gap, of the science community to the wider public. I've learned a lot from the leaders of Western Sydney University,
fantastic.
Of Tasmania, to really, to get it more out into society. So I think, science communication.
And exactly what you said there, people will protect what they care about, so we've got to make them care about it.
That's it.
Chloe, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Jess.
That was Chloe Power, Research Assistant at the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies, talking to us about the Antarctic Cities Youth Expedition, which she has just returned from. A reminder too, we spoke with lead researcher from Western Sydney University, Professor Juan Salazar, about the expedition earlier this month. You can head on to 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast to take a listen to that chat as well.